My sobriety date is December 16th, 2012. My home group is Fourth Dimension. I encourage all of you guys to come out to that. It's a great, great meeting. It's in New Port Richey on Friday nights at 7. Okay, well, let's see, from the beginning. I can't tell you the first drink I ever had, but I can tell you the first drunk I ever had. And I'll never forget, I was drinking rum with hot Coke. It was disgusting. But I did it anyway because, you know, I felt awesome afterwards. So that was a, I don't want to say that started everything. It wasn't one of those moments where I was like, I have to do this every day for the rest of my life. But it definitely started something. And this was, I believe it was somewhere in high school. But later on, you know, I got into other things and started my downfall. I really didn't go crazy until I went to Israel. Right after high school, I spent a year abroad, and I think I spent more time in the bars than anywhere else. So when my parents came to visit and expected me to show them everything I had done and every place I had seen, they weren't exactly very thrilled when I, you know, took them down the street and said, "Oh, I got drunk there and I partied there." They weren't exactly very impressed with me at that moment. So I should have, you know, I kind of took a step back after that, and I calmed down for a little while. And when I came home, I got in with, you know, I wasn't hanging out with the best people, you know, the usual excuses. And I was working at Starbucks, and it was working out for a little while. I wasn't really going forward with my life. I was very happy living at my parents' house, going to work every day and doing nothing after. Somehow I managed to sign up for cosmetology school. And it really blows me away that I ever graduated from there. I never got my license though, but I did somehow manage to graduate. I was always late, always missing school. It was not, you know, it was not my first priority, even though I spent a very large amount of money on it. So I should have, you know, I should have put it a priority of mine. I mean, it's my favorite thing to do in the world, and I couldn't make it a point to show up and do what I was supposed to be doing. So I graduated right before I came into treatment. I had a very hard time with an ex-boyfriend that caused a lot of stress in my life, and that was pretty much where the downfall started. And then one day my car broke down, and my mom, you know, said, "Oh yeah, I'll drive you to work." Well, she drove me to detox. Didn't quite make it to work. And that, so I probably would not have made it there though. I mean, she asks me to this day, she's like, "Are you upset with me for taking you there and for doing that?" And I was like, you know, at the moment, I hated you more than anyone else in the world, but I look back on it and I wouldn't have traded that for anything because it saved my life. And she to this day thinks that I, you know, she's still kind of like walking on eggshells around me, but like, you know, it's gotten so much better. I mean, when I first went to detox, I think I cursed my mother out 6 or 7 times on the phone because all I wanted to do was go home. And on paper, I was there voluntarily. I wasn't court ordered or anything like that, but I mean, I would have been homeless if I didn't go. So, you know, that was, I really wasn't there voluntarily. And then I had the opportunity to go to a treatment center in New Port Richey called CRC, and I didn't want to take it, but I wasn't offered a place to live afterward if I didn't. So I found myself in treatment, and that was the most horrible 2 months of my life, you know. But I'm really glad I did it, though, you know, because it brought me to all my best friends now. I mean, I was complaining the entire time, and I just was completely uncontent with where I was. But when I got out, I actually went straight to Canada. So I did not start working the steps or really going to a lot of meetings immediately. It probably helped a lot that I was surrounded by a super, super religious area, and I was kind of like, I didn't have any way to go around, to travel. I mean, if I did, it was through, I didn't know how I was going to get around. So it was really good for me to be around a lot of, like, very, very sober people. Not in the program, but very loving and supporting people. And when I came home, I started working the steps. Now, I wasn't getting any better, that's for sure. I was getting a lot sicker when I first started because I was not putting my full heart into the steps. I was not being completely honest with my sponsor at all. I was using every other means of getting by besides working my program. I was still sober somehow, but it took me 8 months before I found my current sponsor. And you know, before it was just, I couldn't understand why I was taking so long to get through the steps and why, you know, I was on step two for 8 months. And I was like, well, maybe because I hadn't quite given up. I didn't accept that I was powerless over everything. I thought, you know, I could still go shopping all the time and spend all my money everywhere and date every guy in AA, you know. I was getting a lot sicker. It was getting a lot worse. And finally, I came to my senses a little bit more, and I started working with a new sponsor and being just completely honest with her, because my first sponsor, I was afraid to tell her anything. I mean, it wasn't a healthy sponsor-sponsee relationship. So now, I mean, it's just been amazing. When you finally get honest and finally start to really open up, and it's just amazing what can happen. I mean, I am so much more free today. I really couldn't tell you how sick I was. I mean, before it was just, I'm sure you all know how sick I was, but I mean, it was just so uncomfortable. I was living every single day, like, wondering why I wasn't getting any better. And it was because, you know, it was all because of the honesty. And I wasn't willing to be. So now that I am, I mean, I got this amazing job somehow. I got my license. I'm living in a beautiful home. And, I mean, everything is just blossoming now. Like, now that I'm almost finished with the steps, just wrote my eighth step, that I was so scared to do my fourth and my eighth step when I was in the beginning. I just thought that it was going to be so hard. And it just came to me. I was like, how am I going to remember everything from back in the day, and it just flowed, and everything worked really well, and yeah, I mean, it was a lot easier, and I'm so grateful for everything that this program has given me. I'm going through a hard time, I guess, with my friends. Some of my friends aren't doing so well, and finding new friends and discovering what I want in friends and what I want in people around me all in general, but everything has been changing for the better, so it's really a good thing, and I'm not sure how much more time I have, 5 minutes, okay. But yeah, I mean, I'm not quite at the point of sponsoring people yet, but I started taking meetings into treatment centers now and going back into my old treatment center, and it's been just so eye-opening to see people, see where I was before, and to hear people saying, oh, I'm going to sneak around and date people in treatment, and I'm just like, you know, please, please don't do that. You know, I mean, it's I can't really, you know, I'm not sponsoring anybody yet, so I can't tell them what to do, but I, tell them what to do. But, I bite my tongue, you know, I want to say something, but, because I see people doing all the stuff that I did before all the time, and now it's just so, it's nice to be able to recognize it now, I guess, and it's nice to be able to recognize my own actions when I'm doing the wrong thing now. I didn't really have that thought process that goes through my head before. I wasn't able to think before I acted or think before I spoke. And now I'm able to take a step back. And when I do something wrong, I'm able to recognize it. And I do get that guilty conscience. And as horrible as that as feeling is, I'm very, very grateful for it. Because, you know, I don't want to be the same person that I was before. I don't want to be the person that will say one thing and go around and sneak and do like completely horribly other things. And it's been an amazing journey. I'm still trying to make my amends and everything to everyone, but I don't have to sneak around anymore. I don't have to like freak out when I see a cop on the side of the road. I don't have to worry about like when I'm gonna get my next fix again. I mean, it's just amazing to be able to wake up every day and live a semi-normal life, go to work every day, and just, you know, it's nice. It's not stressful. I mean, it can be stressful, but I'm able to handle the stress now. And I'm able to be positive about a lot of things that I wasn't able to be positive about before. And I appreciate the little things, like being able to just take a day off and enjoy doing absolutely nothing instead of frantically running around. And I mean, it's nice to be able to have real relationships with people too, especially my family. I mean, back before, I was just talking about it earlier with my sponsor about how, you know, I didn't spend any time with my family. And my family is still struggling with my stepbrother because he's not quite in the program. I don't know if he'll ever be, but it's nice to be able to have to give them something to hang to, some hope to hang on to for him maybe one day down the road, because it's a whole new relationship with the whole family. It's a whole new bond. And I mean, I know that it's a lot less stressful, even though it could be. I know my parents, sometimes they want to wring my neck, you know, what the heck are you doing? But it's, you know, they know I'm safe now. And yeah, it's just been incredible. I mean, because before with relationships, my mom slapped me across the face for the first time, and I'll never forget it. I never thought she'd ever do anything like that. And it was just like it was the most off-putting thing at the time, but now I look back on it and I had no emotion. I mean, I deserved it completely, and I hated her for it for so long, but she didn't know what else to do. I was just completely, completely scaring the crap out of her, and all she knew how to do was just to slap me across the face. And yeah, I mean, it was just, I don't have to ever get slapped across the face again. I don't ever have to be hungover again. Yeah, I'm actually, I'm able to enjoy working now. I mean, when I was in school, I used to hate, oh, I got a client today. I mean, why am I in school if I hate having clients? That's the whole purpose of everything. So now I get one, and it's very exciting. I mean, it's just been, it's just everything in my life has made a complete 180. And I have so much more to show for it. I have so much more people that I've helped, and people are able to enjoy my presence now, and that's definitely positive. Yeah, I'm not really sure what else I have to say, but I want to thank Jessie for inviting me to this meeting. I know last when I invited her to mine, I kind of sprung on her the 10-minute speaker out of nowhere. So, thank you.